In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the last Sunday of Pascha. This coming Thursday is the feast day of the Ascension of Christ. And we might ask ourselves, now that God has saved us by His crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, what do we do with the rest of our lives? St. Paul gives us an answer to this question when he reflects on the ascension of Christ. In the fourth chapter of his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul quotes Psalm 68, and he says, "As he ascended, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men." Now this psalm that St. Paul is quoting from, Psalm 68, we are already familiar with from Paschal night. "As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts before the fire, so the sinners will perish before the face of God. Let the righteous be glad." Those are the beginning verses of the psalm from which St. Paul is quoting. It is a psalm of paschal triumph, the victory of the Son of God and Son of Man over the enemy. With the ascension, Christ is returning victorious to his throne on the right hand of the Father. He has vanquished the enemy, and he is returning in triumph. And he is returning with our humanity to sit enthroned on the right hand of God the Father. As a victorious king, he gives gifts. These gifts that he gives have been called the ascension gifts, the gifts that the victorious Christ gives to all of us. We who have our salvation in him. St. Paul talks a lot about these gifts. He talks about them in this part of the letter to the Ephesians that I've just mentioned. He talks about them in his letters to the Corinthians. But people misunderstand. They think immediately in terms of this world and our life as we are trying to live it, essentially without God, as though we had been created to live independently from him, and we are trying to make a life for ourselves in the world, and we could use some gifts. So whatever gifts St. Paul talks about, we immediately start thinking about, okay, that's a gift that I can use and I can see, that I have this ability, I have this capacity. It's been given by God, and I am going to use it in order to go about the business of my project of improving my situation in the world. And we are understanding things completely from outside of the way St. Paul is understanding things. These gifts that God gives to us, these gifts that the victorious Christ sends down from on high, are the gifts that will enable us to attain to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Our life is from him. Our life is not from the world. We can't live a life in the world and of the world and feel as though we are receiving divine gifts from God, whatever those gifts or abilities may be, if our understanding is not that our life is a life in Christ, in the resurrected and ascended Christ. When we come to the divine liturgy, we are those who gather, as Father Schmemann would say, having had revealed to us the ultimate meaning, purpose, and goal of life. And what is that purpose and goal? It is the kingdom of God. We are called to ascend out of our bondage to this world, having been freed from our bondage to death, to ascend together to the kingdom of God. The life that we have from God through Christ in the Holy Spirit, this new life that we share, that is the only real life. The other way of living, as though the fallen world were more real, more foundational than anything else, and it's for God to give us gifts from heaven down on us in the world so that we can pursue that life in the world. That is delusion. If that is the primary reality for us, if that's what we think of as we listen to St. Paul's words and the words of the gospel, we will always misunderstand. We gather together for the divine liturgy in order to ascend into the kingdom of God. That is our home. The gifts that we are given so that we can edify the body of Christ. That is to spiritually and morally benefit the body of Christ living in this world, but not of this world. To edify what we call the church. They are not gifts that are given for us to somehow feather our own little nest separately in the world. They are gifts that are given to us so that we can share and affirm the living of the life in Christ for all of us. Each of us is able to do this in their own different way. Perfection is not something that we can ever achieve independently, alone. Perfection is God's. But we can participate in that perfection. We can participate in that holiness, in that life. And the way we do it is to use the gifts of ministry, as St. Paul calls them, that enable us to strengthen and raise up the body of Christ. It is given to us to share in the work of Christ. That is how it is fulfilled that Christ has returned to us the way we were meant to live from the beginning. So that the gifts that he gives us are not gifts that we use for ourselves, but are gifts that we use to sanctify and make holy all of the world in which we live. Those are the gifts of Christ's kingship that he gives so that we can share in his kingship, so that we can share in his priesthood, so that we can share in his being the prophet of the true life that we were created to live in the world. And we prophesy that as monastics prophesy it, by showing that it is possible to live the life in Christ, as we sometimes say, from the end of time, because the end of time has already begun and we are already able to participate in the fullness of the life in Christ. Each one of us is called to witness to that reality, that fact, in our own way. And that is the meaning of our lives. We are called to ascend with Christ. The meaning of our lives is to ascend toward God. The meaning of our lives is to use the gifts of ministry that God gives to us in order to raise up the body of Christ and to ascend to the fullness of the stature of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.